You know, sometimes international trade feels like a cricket match. One team dominates for years, and suddenly the other team comes in with a surprise performance. That's exactly what's happening in the soybean game right now. Let's start from the beginning. For decades, America was China's go-to player for soybeans. Why? Because China is the world's biggest consumer of this crop. They need it for animal feed, cooking oil. Basically, soybeans are like dal chawal for their economy. And the US farmers had a steady customer in Beijing. But then came Donald Trump's trade war. He slapped big tariffs on imports, and in return, China said, fine, we'll shop somewhere else. And that's when Brazil entered the pitch. In the last 1 year, Brazil has completely changed the soybean scoreboard. In July alone, China imported more than 10 million tons of soybeans from Brazil. That's almost 90% of their total soybean demand that month. And how much from the US? Barely 4%. Imagine playing a cricket match and scoring just 4 runs out of 100. That's how bad it looks for American farmers. And the timing makes this even worse. America's harvest season is about to start, but the farmers are left staring at warehouses full of unsold crops. Some of them even wrote letters to Trump, saying, "Boss, we cannot survive without our biggest buyer." Meanwhile, Xi Jinping has been busy building closer ties with Brazil. He had a one-hour phone call with President Lula of Brazil and openly said, "China supports Brazil in protecting its interests." That's basically Beijing telling Washington, "We have got new friends now." But why is China so picky about soybeans? Well, just like we in India can't imagine a thali without rice or wheat, China can't run its meat industry without soybeans. It's the protein backbone for pigs, poultry, even fish farming. And their local production is nowhere near enough. So they have to import huge quantities. And here's where Brazil has a natural advantage. Fertile land, massive farms, cheaper production, and now special shipping routes built just for China. Brazil even adjusted its farming and export infrastructure, keeping Chinese demand in mind. It's like tailoring a suit exactly to your customer's size. On the other side, American farmers are stuck. Their share of the Chinese market has collapsed. And it's not just about soybeans. This trade war is hitting entire rural economies in states like Iowa and Illinois. Tractors are not selling. Rural banks are under pressure. It's a chain reaction. Now, what does this mean for the future? If United States and China ever sit at the table again, soybeans might be the first bargaining chip. They are simple, essential, and easy to track. But let's be real, China has already invested a lot in Brazil's supply chain. So even if America gets back in, it won't be the star player it once was. And that brings us to the bigger picture. This isn't just about soybeans. It's about how BRICS nations like Brazil, India, Russia and China are slowly reducing dependence on the West and building trade ties among themselves. Today it is soybeans. Tomorrow it could be oil, wheat or even technology. So in this great trade match, America's team has been pushed to the boundary, and Brazil, well, right now it's the man of the match for China. I hope you found this video informative. I'll see you in the next one.